Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, everyone. Such a great day to be here. We are blessed today that today is when we make it official. We're going to be having our service of reception into the CBC Church. Brother Grover's with us here this morning, and we're so thankful for that, for the long trip that he's made over across the mountain to be with us. We really appreciate him being here and look forward to that part in the service today. In your bulletins, just a couple of announcements that I want you to see. Notice, I said this morning in Sunday school class, I think I could preach a sermon on all the announcements. But there's a lot going on. We're getting towards Thanksgiving and Christmas and a lot happening. Just take note that Fall CBM will be coming up here November 13th. And that information has been posted on the bulletin. It has to be up, I think, 3 weeks prior to the meeting. And so that information is there on the bulletin board, the minutes from the last meeting, as well as those called positions. And we've included those called positions here in the bulletin so you have an idea who will be calling for positions starting in 2023. The moderator, of course, Gary has served his two terms and will be unable to serve again. Maintenance chair with Randy Johnson is kind of the same thing. He served his maximum amount. Then there'll be a leadership team person kind of at large, which right now is being filled by Travis Byerly, and he can serve again. Pastoral relations team member. And I'm trying to think, you have to look maybe at your directory to see who that is. I can't quite remember that right off head. And then, of course, CBC Central Blue Ridge Region, should be region there, committee. They changed the language. We're used to saying district, but we're going to have to change our terminology. It's going to be region from now on. But this is a new thing that's happening in our area, exciting thing. And, of course, two people will be elected to serve. That's a one-year term. As you see there. So if you have questions about that, Kim's not here today. It's their way, but certainly you can talk to Ron Radbush or myself. Kim will be here next week if you have questions about the positions. And if you have questions about even what these positions do, you just look in the directory, the church directory under the bylaws, constitution. It gives you a description of what these positions are and the duties that they fulfill in the church. So I hope that helps you out as you look at that, kind of scratching your head trying to make sense of it. That's what that is. Okay, note there the Thanksgiving service this year for the community is going to be at Parnassus, the Methodist Church there. It's going to be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, November 22nd. Sean Cook will be bringing the message, and we will be taking an offering up for both the Sangerville Food Pantry and the community kids outreach, kind of like the backpack program. It will be divided evenly between the two. Also, canned food and dry good donations will be received. If the food that you bring is kind of kid-sized, they'll probably donate some of those things to the backpack program. I'm thinking like little puddings and little fruit cups, things like that that can be included in the backpack program. More than likely, it will go there. So that's just something to keep in mind as you might be purchasing things to bring for that. Also, just a reminder, again, we're collecting items for Valley Mission. We have one Sunday left. You have 1 week left to get items and purchase and so that they can be taken up to Valley Mission. So don't forget this week. If you've been meaning to do that and you're thinking, oh man, just keep forgetting. Don't forget this week. Make yourself a little reminder and just pick up a few items. They're still on the bulletin. There's announcements about all the items that are needed for that. We're also going to be serving a meal the first Sunday in November. November 6th, we're going to be taking a meal there. The youth will be helping in that. It's just going to be a great thing to be able to go and help those in need. Deborah?
Parents need to let us know if their child can stay after church to help with making the sandwiches and the cookies and stuff.
Okay.
And then if they are able to come to help serve the meal as well.
If you didn't hear that, basically, if your child is going to stay and be a part of that, please let Deborah know. Or someone in the youth to know that they're going to stay that way. They have an idea of how many to expect. And they're going to have lunch here at the church, so they want to have kind of a count on how many to expect for the lunch. So, yeah, just see Deborah following church.
Okay.
Kenny?
If the parents aren't able to attend the meal admission, we do have plenty of room for them to ride.
Okay.
In the van to take them down. So if the parent can't attend but the kids can, we got that covered.
Kenny is babysitting is what I heard. No, I'm just picking, Kenny. Kenny, I'm just picking. That's a good thing. We appreciate that. Anyone that can't stay, parents that can't participate, there will be adults there to supervise, and I'm sure there's going to be enough of us to look over everything. So we hope a lot of kids come out and participate in that. It is eye-opening. I think it's a good thing for not only the children to be a part of, but the adults as well. I hope we have a lot of adults. This just isn't for youth. If you are an adult and you would like to participate in that, I encourage you to do so. And there's ways in which to help there, serve the meal. Sometimes I just kind of go around and shake hands and talk to people. I think that's a nice thing as well. And just say hello. I think that's important. And the people at Valley Mission appreciate that. So, okay, any other announcements? Of course, Bible study will be this evening, 4:30. Note the scripture's a little wrong there. I forgot to adjust that for this week. So if you're paying close attention, you'll note I made a mistake. But forgive me. We're continuing on. I think we're at lesson 7 or 8. I can't quite remember that either. But anyone else? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this glorious day. Lord, thank you for the day in which you have made, Lord, in which we come seeking to rejoice, and Lord, we are glad in it. And Father, we just praise you that you have ordained this day long before we ever knew it was going to be, that this is the day, Lord, in which we would be officially received in as brothers and sisters in Christ to the Covenant Brethren Church. And Lord, we look forward to that exciting relationship that we are going to join with them today. And Lord, we just thank you again for Brother Grover being with us here to lead us in that service. Bless us, I pray, in this time of worship together. May our eyes just be focused on you, our hearts fixed on worshiping and praising you through this time together. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Let's stand together for this morning's call to worship. Find this in your bulletins, portions of Ephesians chapter 2. Paul says, "You are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy church in the Lord, in whom we are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." You may be seated. And I'm going to call now on our ushers to come forward and to collect our tithes and offerings. Let's stand together in prayer. You bow your heads with me. Gracious, most heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this glorious day. Lord, we thank you that this exciting day has brought to us. And Lord, we just thank you that you're continuing to work in and through this body here at Moscow. Lord, you have big things in store for Moscow. Lord, great things that you're going to do and achieve and accomplish through this body that gathers here at Moscow. And Lord, I know a part of that accomplishment, a part of that work that you're going to do through us, Lord, is even being formed today as we join together with the Covenant Brethren denomination. And Lord, join together with those other brothers and sisters that are working, even as we are, to spread the message, to share with others the goodness of your Son, Jesus. Tell others about his salvation and his love and his forgiveness and his grace and mercy. Lord, we want all people to hear about that. And Lord, we want to work together with all those that are seeking to do just that, to speak the truth and share the truth of your Son, Christ. Help us, I pray, as we have prepared ourselves to join. Lord, I just pray you help us to be faithful to that responsibility and, Lord, that obligation and, Lord, which we are devoting ourselves even to today. Lord, we pray for our offertory this morning. We just pray you continue to bless this church, Lord, that we might faithfully be able to support the ministries here and, Lord, to do your work. Lord, we pray for those that continue to be upon our mind and in our hearts on our prayer list, Lord, those that are suffering from different sicknesses and illnesses. Lord, we know that we continue to see here at Moscow answered prayers. And, Lord, we just thank you for the prayers that are answered. Lord, we continue to lift these people up to you and pray that your will would be done. Bless us, I pray, in and through the rest of this service, especially as we turn to your word now, and hear what you have to say to us today about being the model church. Lord, as we seek to live up to your standard, and, Lord, to live in a way that would be truly be a blessing to you and, Lord, an example of what the church is faithfully to be doing. Father, we praise you now. Bless us, I pray. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, our children's church can be dismissed. Thanks to all those that are working with the children. And we will send word to bring them up at the end of the service, well, close to the end of the service. When we start ceremony, we will we'll send word down to have the kids come up so they can be a part of that as well. Didn't want to miss out, though. They're practicing. If you've seen in the bulletin, they're practicing for their Thanksgiving song. And so they've been working on that, and I didn't want to mess them up on a day of practice. So we're kind of moving things, as you noticed, along pretty swiftly so they can still have time to do that. Okay, in your Bible, I want you to turn to me, with me to Acts chapter 2, verses 40 through 47. When we were planning for today's service, I was talking with Grover, and he said he wanted the service to have a sermon in it. And he said, just scorch them. No, he didn't say that. But he might agree with that. I want to have time, though, to have a sermon in here. And appreciate Brother Grover suggesting that and making sure that we have time to hear God's word here today and to hear what God is speaking to us through his word. So Acts chapter 2, verse 40 through 47, as we look at what the model church, I've called this the model church. It says, and with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. That is the church. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Verse 43. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Here we have a little bit of information shared about that first church, this new developing church in the book of Acts. You know, today, as I was thinking about this, this model church, today for us marks the very first day that we are the Moscow Covenant Brethren Church. Have you seen that on your bulletin? Did you see on the front? We already have changed that. We are officially going to be from now forward, the Moscow Covenant Brethren Church. Some people have asked, what are we going to be called? What do we write down when we're wanting to mention the church? You write down the Moscow Covenant Brethren Church. That's what we are. And, of course, just a few minutes, Brother Grover is going to be coming forward to make it official for us. And it really feels so good. It feels so good as a pastor, and it feels so good as a member of Moscow to see this process come to a close. It's been a long journey for us, but our final destination really makes it all worthwhile. And I'm personally looking forward to this new relationship, this partnership with CBC, as well as all the fresh opportunities it gives us to be engaged in ministry with like-minded brethren. Isn't that wonderful? With like-minded brethren. And that's like-minded brethren right here around us, but like-minded brethren across this country and even across the world, as we heard about at their annual meeting, that there's churches even in Africa now that are joining together. Think that. You're joining together with a group not just in the United States, but that will be represented all around the world, and I think it's going to continue and to grow and grow. They have proven leadership, in which I've seen firsthand. They are energized by the power of the Holy Spirit, and they are ready to see CBC grow and flourish into the ministry that God can use to reach the world with the message of Jesus. I think that deserves an amen, doesn't it?
Amen.
Amen. As I've said before, and I will say it again, that I am so glad that God's Spirit worked through the prayer conferences held in Rockingham County Fairgrounds. I think that was back, Grover, was that 2017, 2018, somewhere in there, when those prayer conferences, maybe some of you participated in that. I know some did. I did. And we were praying for revival. And guess what? We had revival. And we found revival. And we planted the seeds of faith right there, which God would grow and water and mature into establishing the CBC Church as we know today. I've always thought, what better way to start a ministry than in prayer, on our knees? We were a people that were bowed down to God and seeking His will and His direction. And God heard our prayer, didn't He, Brother Grover? He heard our prayer. And He listened to our prayer. And He answered our prayer. And He created this denomination in which churches like ours here at Moscow and Calvary and New Beginnings right over the road here and Columbia Furnace and Antioch and others will join, and they found refuge in CBC, as we will too. And we thank God for that. Now this week I've had some time to think about what it means to be a biblical church, kind of thinking about this new beginning and what it means to be the church. And then this idea, what is the biblical church? What is God looking for? What is God looking for when He looks at His new Moscow CBC church? What are His standards? What are His desires for us that He would like to see in us as Moscow CBC? What good merit and qualities and virtue and values is God wanting the Moscow Covenant Brethren Church to have? Well, one way to evaluate ourselves, I think, is just to look at what the Bible illustrates as the biblical church, a model church. It kind of sets the standard for us of what the church should be and should be doing. And I've kind of titled this, it doesn't necessarily say it, mine kind of sees it as a vital church grows, is what it says here in kind of over top of this paragraph of Scripture. But I see it kind of as the model church, you could possibly put there. The model church, which is really a blueprint for what the believer's church should look like. A church that exemplifies what God has called us to be and do as a Christian fellowship. Now, you might think we would have trouble in defining the model church, but we have it laid out right here in Scripture for us. I always just praise the Lord that you can look right to the Bible and the Lord just plainly breaks it down for us of what He is looking for when it comes to a church today. And this model church we find right here in the book of Acts. Now, I want to kind of give you a few points of what defines a model church, what we hope to be seeking. First of all, I want you to notice there that a model church is a learning church. Look at verse 42 there. It says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers." Notice number one, the model church is a church that is devoted to the Word of God. Amen? It's a church that is devoted to God's Word, to understanding it, to learning it, to knowing God's Word. When you think about following God's Word, it should be very first in our mind when it comes to the model church. Because without God's Word, we have no foundation as a body of believers. You know, God set the foundations, didn't He? He set the foundations of the world. And He sets the foundations of the church. And the foundations of the church are the Word of God and the truths of God. Think about it when it comes to the foundations of the world. It says Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word." Think of that. Even when it comes to the foundations of all creation, God says those foundations are His truth, His Word, His Scripture. Isn't that amazing? All things that we see today were built on the foundations of the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The foundations of all things are God's truth. And they must be the foundations of the church today. They must be the foundations of Moscow. That's what holds us firm. Bible says, Matthew 24, 25, heaven and earth will pass away. But Jesus says, my words will not pass away. That's foundational, isn't it? It's something solid and firm. Heaven and earth will pass away. But the words of God will last forever, won't they? Amen. The model church is a church which is continually searching and learning and improving our understanding of Scripture. Adrian Rogers says, without the Word of God, we only have a holy hunch, and that will not do. We don't have a hunch about what God desires, what God wants. We have the foundation of God's Word right here that we can look to. And I want you to notice there, a learning church is a steadfast church. Notice what it says there. That they are steadfast. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. There's a steadfastness that comes to us when we are seeking the Word of God as our foundation. We are steadfast, first of all, in our doctrine. That we don't move back and forth on what we believe, that there's a black and white of what God says is acceptable and what God says is unacceptable. We don't move about in that. That we are steadfast in these things because God's Word is foundational. It does not move. It does not change. I think there's some today that are, I've always said, they're using the erasable Bible. You know, it's written in pencil that way. The things they don't like, they just take that eraser and just erase that out. We don't have an erasable Bible. We have the steadfast Word of God, and we must be a steadfast church holding to its doctrine. We are steadfast in our doctrine. Notice there, we are steadfast in our fellowship. That is our unity with one another. We are steadfast in the breaking of bread. That is our unity with God, right? That communion is what it's speaking of. Communion with God, unity with others, unity with God. We're steadfast in these things. We're steadfast in our prayers, notice there. We're steadfast in our reverence towards God. Look at verse 43. Then holy fear came upon them. It says, then fear came upon every soul. And many signs and wonders were done through the apostles. This fear is a holy fear. It's not a fear as if God is going to torch us or God is going to destroy us, but it's a reverence. It's a reverence to God. It's a holy fear. I think that the world has lost that today, haven't they? There's no holy reverence to God, no holy fear. They could care less about what God has said or what God is thinking or what judgment God has. They could care less about God when it comes to their decisions. There is no holy fear anymore in the people's life and in many people's life. But it should be for us in the church. We should have a holy fear. A holy fear means that you're putting God first. That means that you reverence God, that you're putting Him first before all the other things in your life. You're thinking about God when it comes to the things in your life that you do. Not about yourself, but about God. When it comes to your conduct, when it comes to the way you live, when it comes to the way you talk, the way you act, that God is being reverenced and revered in all that you do and say. This is the sort of church, friends, that God is looking for. A learning church. A steadfast church. One that's holding firm to the biblical principles in which the Bible teaches. Okay, number two, the model church is also a sharing church. Look at verse 44. Now all who believed were together, had all things in common, sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone has or had need. Now I don't want you to get confused there that the Bible is not teaching socialism. And the Bible is not teaching communism. But a person could kind of get confused. What do you mean? They just sold all and they had a commune? That's not really what it's saying here. But they sold those things that were in excess. And we all have that, don't they? Things that they didn't need, they realized it was just sitting there and it could be used to a greater good. The model church really sees itself as an extension of God's love to help those around them in need. You know, Jesus was a helping person, wasn't he? They came to Him and He offered miracles. And He tried to help all those who came to Him around Him. And we too are to love, to help, to give, to pray for those around us, even as Jesus modeled these things. So the church is to be the hands of Christ and to serve those in need. Makes me think of what we're doing with the Valley Mission. Just an opportunity to be the hands of Christ, right? Just another opportunity to serve and to love as Christ served and loved us. We want to be serving. We want to be that extension of God's love into the world around us. And we want to shine forth the love of Jesus to those that might be in darkness. The model church is not a self-centered church. Friends, if that's what we are at Moscow, only concerned about our well-being here and keeping the organization going, only concerned about keeping our ways head and doing things like we've always done it, and we're not focused on the mission, boy, we have failed. That's not the model church. Model church was not self-centered. It was not self-seeking. It was Christ-seeking. It was seeking to serve. And it was putting others before self. 1 Corinthians 10:24 says, "Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor." Boy, wouldn't it be wonderful if we lived in a world where everybody thought that? You could just go around and everybody's loving their neighbor more than themselves. Boy, we see the opposite of that today, don't we? A world where neighbor doesn't love neighbor, but neighbor only loves self. The model church is a giving church. The model church was not thinking about what they didn't have, but about what they did have in abundance so that they might bless others around them in need. You know, God is not asking us to live in poverty so that others might live in opulence. That's not what the Bible says at all. Notice here, they didn't sell their home and their land that they were using to farm and make a living. Possession speaks of those things in abundance. Those things that they had no need of, that they could bless others with. Yeah, you know, I've been working for the last couple weeks cleaning out my basement. If your basement looks like mine's, we have a lot of abundance that needs to go somewhere. And I've taken a few things over to the county exchange program, which is over at the dump. You just set it out there. Yeah. That's county exchange program. I've got a lot of good things. I got a Bowflex I can work out on from there. Treadmill. You just set it over at the dump. Somebody can use it. But we have a lot of abundance, don't we? We really do. We have more than oftentimes we know what to do with. I told Deborah, I think I need another shelf down there to put all the junk up on it. And she said, no, we just need to haul it off. And I thought, amen. So I just started loading up. Close your eyes. It's gone. You ever load something on the truck or on your trailer to take it somewhere and then a day later you unload it and put it back in the basement? I had a couple things go on the truck and come back off the truck. Then I kept beating myself up. Why am I pulling stuff off? I'm trying to clean this mess up. But this is what they did. They had abundance. They were caring, weren't they? They cared about each other. Listen, the model church is one that cares about each other. When we have a need amongst ourselves or even in our community, we need to step up and try to help out if we have abundance to do that. That's what the model church looks like. That's what God wants when He looks at His new Moscow Covenant Brethren Church. Okay, number three. Model Christian church is a worshiping church. Verse 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. I want you to notice that every time the church gathered together there, notice it was a joyous occasion. Praise God, it should be a joyous occasion when we get together, shouldn't it? When we're here together as God's church, we're worshiping, we're fellowshipping, it should be a joyous occasion, shouldn't it? Boy, I pity people that go to church and just feel miserable while they're there. Just feel miserable. Maybe it's because they're around someone that maybe they feel miserable around. We should come to church and have a joyous time together. Have gladness in our heart, simplicity in our heart. It was a joyous occasion when they gathered together. And when they were meeting together. Notice there it says they were meeting in the temple and then, of course, breaking bread from house to house. Really, the church was a traveling church, wasn't it? It was worshiping, not just in the temple, but they were worshiping at other people's houses. I mean, wherever they could meet. You know, the brethren have a history of that. We used to meet in homes. I think that you'll probably see some of that coming back at some point as churches continue to shrink in size, which is what's happening. You'll see that the bodies aren't going to be able to afford buildings to house themselves, that they just accommodate their houses or transform the houses. In fact, there was a church, or there was a house in Bright Branch that had partitions in the walls. It was an old brethren meeting house, and the house was built in a way in which the church could gather, that walls could be taken out very easily, and rooms could be transformed into very large rooms, and the church could gather and worship together on Sunday. Isn't that amazing? That's in our brethren history. We might see that again. But these people were moving. They were moving about, but they were worshiping together. The model church is a church that is engaged in the worship of God. And from that, notice there's this sweet spirit of love and laughter and unity and togetherness and simplicity of heart that we see here that all people find favorably. I want you to see something amazing, that their worship was their witness. Notice there that they found favor with all the people. Really, their worship was their witness. As people seen the church with this gladness that was within them, this simplicity of heart, that was this unity among this group, they were a witness to the people around them. They were thinking, hey, look at that. That's something amazing happening. Do you see the church there that's meeting in Jerusalem? Look at all that's going on. They're just an amazing group of people. I want to be a part of something like that. Their worship was their witness. The model church worship speaks to our devotion, and it also speaks to our response in that worship of putting on those good fruits of the Spirit, love and joy and peace, and patience, and kindness, and faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. A preacher once said, a Christian with a glowing witness is worth a library full of arguments. I tell you, if we have a glowing witness here at Moscow Covenant Brethren Church, it will be worth a volume or a library full of arguments. Okay, last one here. Model Christian church is a growing church. So a learning church, a sharing church, a worshiping church, and then lastly, a growing church. 47, verse 47. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. You know who adds to the church there? Notice it wasn't the preacher. It wasn't Paul. It wasn't Peter. Those who were adding to the church, look who it is. It's God Himself, isn't it? He's the one who adds to the church. Boy, it makes our job a little simpler, doesn't it? We're just out witnessing. We're just out worshiping. And through our worship, we're witnessing the love of God. We're witnessing the light of Christ. And through that, if we're doing these things, we're being a faithful church, a model church, steadfast in our steadfast to the Word of God, steadfast in our love for others, our love for each other, and our worship. Notice there that God is faithful to add to that ministry. He will be faithful to grow that Christian church that is doing these things. God is the one that adds to us. You know, the last thing I think that the model church or the Moscow Covenant Brethren Church needs to be focused on is on numbers. We're not to be focused on adding. We're supposed to be focused on being the Christian church, being the believer, being the body of Christ, being steadfast in the Word of God and our faith, being the sharing church, the loving church, Jesus showed us, being the church that is worshiping God in a way that other people might see our good works, our fruit of the Spirit, and be drawn to Christ. We are to be all these things. And notice, if we are being those things, that Christ will add to us as He sees fit. We're to be a learning church, a sharing church, a worshiping church. And if we are those things, friends, we will be a growing church. The model church. Doesn't God just make it so simple for us? Sometimes I think we confuse these things in our head more than they are. Just very simple, right there. Acts chapter 2. You want to know how to be the church? There it is. That's the model that God has given for us at Moscow. That's the church that we should desire to be, should be living up to be, and seeking it with our whole heart. And if we do those things, Brother Grover, you're going to get a good church right here at Moscow. If we live up to those things, we're going to be a blessing to Covenant Brethren Church. If we don't do those things, we'll be a curse to you, I'm afraid. But we don't want to be a curse, do we? We want to be a blessing. We have been blessed to be a blessing. And that's our desire and hope. And Brother Grover, I pray that in my lifetime and even in the lifetime to come, I think the last time we were Church of the Brethren for, 150 years? I won't be here in 150 years, I don't believe. But hopefully this church will be continuing on. I was asking an interesting question. Who will be minister after me? I don't know. I have no clue. But I pray whoever it is, he's faithful to the Word of God and that he's seeking to hold this church accountable to God's Word. That's my desire. That's what I'm trying to do. Preach the Word of God, hold us accountable to it, and seek to make us and help to make us the very best bride of Christ that we can be. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for the work that you've done here at Moscow. Lord, you continue to do. Lord, we just pray that we live up to that standard of the model church. Lord, at times we all lose our path. We all find ourselves wandering away from the straight and narrow. Lord, that may even happen for us as a church. But I pray, Lord, that you will continue as your Holy Spirit working through us to draw us to being faithful to that model church. And that, Lord, that we're living up to those virtues and standards, Lord, that you have placed before us. And Lord, that many people are being added to your church because, Lord, you see fit that this is where you want to do that. Lord, that's what we want to do. We want to please you and serve you. Help us to do that, I pray, as your new Covenant Brethren Church. We praise you, Lord Jesus. It's in your name we pray these things. Amen. Titus, I'm going to have you go down, and to get the children and the teachers back up now. And as they're coming up, I'm going to invite Brother Grover to come forward, as well as Fred, if he wanted to come forward now, he could too. We have two representatives from Covenant Brethren, one that's with us every Sunday, which is Fred Shank and Helen, his wife, and we're so blessed to have them here with us. And it's exciting to have them here, but Fred Shank serves as treasurer for the CBC and has so for about, the last year or so, Fred? Is that right? Three years? Yeah, he's not sure right now, but a long time. And as long as they've been going, I think. And so, Fred, we're glad to have you here as a representative. We're also glad to have Grover here as well to lead us in this service. Grover is the CBC chair. He's Covenant Brethren chair. That means he has a big job to do. And a lot of that job, it seems like, is traveling, isn't it, Grover? You do a lot of traveling. I hope you got a good car, Grover, because you're putting a lot of miles on it. In fact, this morning, just a trip across the mountain, that's quite a trip, Brother Grover. I've made that trip. In fact, I had a flat tire on the last time I made that trip. And you got a microphone. You can stand right there. With these modern-day technology, we can move anywhere.
Okay.
But Yes, you are. And I was just saying, we appreciate you making the trip here, because that's a big commitment. Come clear across the mountain this morning. Well,
that's a short trip.
Yeah, and well, it was long for me.
Well,
but anyways, we appreciate you being here. I'll turn the service over to you now.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Grover.
It is an honor to be with you folks this morning, and I want you to know I do travel to a lot of churches to do this type of activity, an ordination of the pastor when he brings credentials in from Covenant Brethren, and also to covenant the body in. And just a reminder to you, well, I'll start with some history. You remember when I stood here and talked to some of you some time ago, and you had visiting pastors from the area come into this sanctuary, and we shared and we talked about CBC and what it was doing, and it was in the early stages. Well, as of tomorrow, we'll be 2 years old from the time we became a denomination. And that was even before that time, I believe, I was here to talk with you. But a lot has happened. We have, in a year, doubled in size. We have over 125 credentialed pastors now. We have 78 churches, 8 of which are in Africa. And we have 4 regions. And this is the most recent region to develop. It's here in the Central Blue Ridge region of the Covenant Brethren Church. There are 6 churches, I believe, in your region right now. And it is growing. I'm hearing from a lot of other churches that it's going to get large and it's going to grow fast. This is a historic day, and you need to remember this day. As your pastor said, this won't happen, hopefully, every couple years. Now, the one thing I would say as we talk about this, remember the foundation of the Covenant Brethren Church, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute. But you need to hold to that. Because so many people, when they call me, they say, we're interested because of what you stand on, the authority of the Word of God. And if you get away from that in any way and try to add to or take away, you've changed the Word, and then it's not God's Word anymore. It's not the truth. Because the complete truth, the only truth there is that Word of God. And you can't change it, and I can't change it. So I say that as an encouragement to you, along with your message, powerful message, Pastor. The first thing I would like to do, and I will need the pastor and the board chair to come up front after I do this charge to the congregation, so be ready to come forward, is I want to do a covenant agreement with this body of believers. As a member congregation of the Covenant Brethren Church, will you commit to adhere to and teach the beliefs and affirmations we hold to of the Covenant Brethren Church statement of faith, inasmuch as it is faithful to the New Testament? If so, say we will.
We will.
And as required for membership, will you apply and teach the entire statement of faith of the Covenant Brethren Church? If so, say we will.
We will.
Do you agree with the bylaws and discipline of the Covenant Brethren Church? If so, say we do.
We do.
Will you support the wider ministry of the Covenant Brethren Church through prayer, promotion of its mission, and participation by giving of yourselves and your material resources? If so, say we will.
We will.
I now declare this congregation a member church of the Covenant Brethren Church denomination. May God richly bless you as a body of believers as you continue to worship and serve Him. This time I'd like for the pastor and the board chair to come up and sign this covenant agreement. Oh, I have pens for you.
Oh, yours are pretty.
And you can keep these.
Yeah.
So go ahead and sign that. stay close. I'm gonna need you to stay up here.
Okay.
But stay close. I'm gonna bring all the leadership back here in a minute. And I'm gonna let you hold this when we pray.
Okay.
We're gonna pray over all the leadership here in a minute. Brother, come here. Stand beside me. I've looked forward to this moment in time to bring your covenant agreement, especially, but also, most especially, this ordination, because I know his heart. I mean, we've kind of grown to know each other and being at school together and training together. And
we spent a week together.
We did. We spent a week together. So, my brother, your ordination service. My brother in faith, do you believe that you were truly called by God and the Covenant Brethren Church to the life and work of ministry in the name of Jesus Christ? If so, say I do.
I do.
Paul the Apostle testified, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Will you endeavor to be diligent in your practice of the Christian life, reading the Bible, continuing steadfastly in prayer, and taking up your cross daily to follow Christ, inasmuch as it is faithful to the New Testament? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Scripture teaches that the church was devoted to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Will you endeavor faithfully to fulfill your calling among the people committed to your care? If so, say, I will.
I will.
In Scripture, ministers are exhorted to tend the flock of God committed to their care, not by constraint, but willingly, not for selfish gain, but eagerly, not by domineering over those in their charge, but by example. With your call to be a pastor of a congregation, will you continue to care for the people of God, nourishing, teaching, and encouraging them, giving direction to the life of the congregation, counseling the troubled, declaring God's forgiveness of sin, and proclaiming victory over death? If so, say, I will.
I will.
The Spirit of God led Jesus to preach good news to the poor, proclaiming release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, setting at liberty the oppressed, and proclaiming the time of God's good favor. With your call to be a pastor of a congregation, will you continue to lead the people of God in their obedience to the global mission of the church, guiding their concern for justice, peace, and freedom for all people, and taking a responsible place in the governance of the church and in service to the world? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Paul also wrote, "For me to live is Christ." Will you endeavor to conduct yourself so that your life is so shaped by Christ Jesus, who took the form of a servant for our sake? And will you, with the help of the Holy Spirit, continually rekindle the gift of God that is in you to make known to all people the gospel of the grace of God? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Do you fully support the statement of faith and bylaws of the Covenant Brethren Church, and without reservation be willing to teach and preach the Word of God? If so, say, I will.
I will.
May God, who has given you the will to do these things, give you the grace to perform them. Brother, God who gave you is faithful and will not fail you. May the Lord bless you and keep you strong in your walk as an ordained minister in the Covenant Brethren Church. God bless you, brother. God bless you. And I present you with this ordination and your card to carry in your wallet. Now, I'd like for all the leadership to come forward, board members, the board chair, and the pastor, and Brother Fred is the one that you want to give your checks to. He's the treasurer of National. And you know, they say the person that holds the purse strings is in charge of the organization. Well, he's got the purse strings. But he's very diligent to help and part of our executive board. So I'm going to have him lay hands on, and we're going to lay hands on everyone. Just kind of gather here in front. Form a circle and want to lay, come over here a little bit so I can get some hands on you.
Yeah.
Just, you're in leadership here too?
Yeah.
Good.
Very good.
Want you to be part of this.
Absolutely. Leadership team.
Leadership team. Any members of the leadership. And this is for all of you. They just represent the entire body here at this time. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, Lord, we love you. We exalt you. We lift you up as the great I am. And at this point in time, at this moment in time in the life of this church, this body of believers, Lord, we ask you to bless them as they take this step forward. And standing on the authority of your word and holding accountability to this word of God, Lord, give them strength. Give them courage. Give them insight. Guide and direct them. And Lord, we ask that you would set a hedge of protection around this church and everyone that is a part of this church against any evil that might try to destroy what they're about. For we know Satan is working out there. And we just pray a protection as they grow and they share Jesus with the world in every aspect of their walk. Guide and direct them. Lift them up. Help them to seek your face in all things. We pray this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Hey, Alan was wanting to get a photo, and so maybe we can kind of line up here with Grover. And
Fred, come up here beside
me. Kind of a historic moment. So.
Somebody else was.
Alan, are we in the photo?
Yep.
Do we need to move right?
I want you to get one too. Wait, don't leave yet.
It's like a wedding ceremony.
Well, we write an article.
Grover, do you need one? You got it.
He got it. Okay. He's got his camera. God bless you, brother. I got a couple more things I want to share with the group. I want to share with you this. You're now completely through the process as far as we're concerned, and we're here to help you. We have, y'all remember Randy Cosner by any chance? I know you do. He brought you to ministry. But his wife, we found her to be just the right person for our administrative assistant. She works in an office at home and at Fairmont. And give her a call. Any questions? Of course, you can always talk to Fred. He can get you to the right channel, the right person. But feel free to call us. I know you have a region now. Use your regional resources and leadership. But if you have a question for the national church, I want you to know that you're welcome to call us. Now, something else I'll share. We have set the date for our annual meeting next year. And I think you're the second group I share this with. See if I can get it right by memory. July 20 through 23, starting at 2 o'clock on the 20th of July in Fairmont, West Virginia at Fairmont State University. So feel free to get that on your calendars early. We tried to stay away from 4th of July, as we had problem with last year. We tried to stay away from Vacation Bible School, which is usually in June. And tried to get it at a point in the year where farmers are kind of relaxed a little bit from that early hay crop that they make. So we tried to satisfy that as best we could. We will be offering a ethics training for anyone, and it'll be part of that program and as an insight session. There won't be any extra charge. That's just given as part of the annual meeting. So I want you to know you're welcome. Get that on your calendars, and I thank you for that. Thank you for having us here today. God bless you all in your work. If you ever need anything, call me.
Thank you, Brother.
Thank you. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
May I sit here?
This feels like we need to have an applause or something. We're done with the process. We are covenant brethren. Let's just give a... Praise the Lord. It's been a long journey, but we've landed well, and we just thank the Lord. We are just a new beginning, a new partnership with CBC, and I got ordained again, my second ordination. Is that like getting, I was trying to think, like if you have a renewal of vows, some weddings, some couples do that. Maybe that was like a renewal of vows for me, but maybe that'll make it stick better, right, Grover? Yeah. But that's exciting, and glad for that as well. Okay, we're going to close now in our closing hymn. If I find my bulletin, I'll let you know what it is. 279. Okay, let's stand together and sing page 279, Faith of Our Fathers. Let's stand together and sing. Page 279. Heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, bless us as we go forth. Lord, we've heard your word. We have an exciting day here at Moscow Covenant Brethren Church. Lord, we are your church. We are your people. Lord, we seek to serve your Son Jesus. Help us to do that, I pray, and give us the strength we need each day to make that possible. Lord, we praise you. We praise your Son Jesus. It's in his name we pray all these things. Amen.